السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد عبد الله وعلى آله وأزواجه وذرياته ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته وعلى من والاه إلى يوم الدين وبعد. So الحمد لله. We are well into the last 10 nights of Ramadan, the last 10 days. And for some of us, this is the 23rd. Tonight will be the 23rd night of Ramadan, and it is one of the odd nights of the last 10 that the Prophet ﷺ instructed us to find or to look for. Laylatul Qadr, the night of value, sometimes translated night of power, but Qadr, Qadr means something to be of great importance, of great value, and that indeed is what Laylatul Qadr is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to observe it and to pray during it and to supplicate whatever night it may be. إِنَّهُ لِيُّ ذَلِكُ وَالْقَدْرُ عَلِيهِ. So we're looking at the 23rd juz, and this encompasses the better part of Surah Yasin, Surah As-Saffat, Surah Sad, and Surah part of Surah Az-Zumar. And specifically we'll be looking at Surah As-Saffat from the beginning of the Surah, and then we'll skip towards the middle a little bit to look at the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, with when he was a young boy and with the statues that were worshipped by his people. So we'll begin with the beginning of the surah. A'udhu billahi min shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Was-saffati saffa. Faz-zajirati zajra. Fat-taliyati dhikra. Inna ilahakum lawahid. رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما ورب المشارق إنا زينا السماء الدنيا بزينة الكواكب وحفظا من كل شيطان مارد لا يسمعون إلى الملأ الأعلى في قراءة لا يسمعون إلى الملأ الأعلى ويقذفون من كل جانب دحورا ولهم عذاب واصب إلا من خطف الخطفة فأتبعه شهاب ثاقب فاستفتهم أهم أشد خلقا أم من خلقنا إنا خلقناهم من طين لازب. So الصافات, we're now getting into the surahs, chapters of the Quran, where the ayahs are becoming shorter, and this is kind of the trend that we will see to some degree, like Surah الصافات, Surah Sad, Surah Az-Zumar, the ayahs are a little bit longer, but then as we get into the later ajza, beginning with around Surah Muhammad or Surah Al-Qital, and then Surah Al-Fath, then Surah Al-Hujurat, we will find that the ayahs get shorter, and many of those surahs are Meccan in origin, though some are not, like Surah Al-Fath is Medinian. But here is Saffat. This was revealed in the Meccan period to the Prophet ﷺ, and it begins with the verse was Saffati Saffa. So the Saffat min as-saff, which means literally to line up in rows. So the Mufassirun, they said, who is the one lining up in rows? Was Saffati Saffa. It's an kind of an emphasis when you bring the verbal noun or the masdar. Like Faz-zajirati zajra, Wal-adiyati dabha, also similar, though it's not using the masdar. وَالصَّافَّاتِ صَفَّةِ also is a qasam. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swearing by the safat, an oath. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do that. Otherwise we, as believers, as Muslims, we al-half, or halfan, يكون بالله وحده, that we only swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can say wallahi, we can say tallahi, we can say billahi. These are all forms of making an oath or swearing. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do it by many things. وَالْدِينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ, for example. وَالْفَجْرِ وَالْأَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ فِي خُسْرٍ. So he can have an oath by the day, or by وَالْدِينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ, by certain creations that he made, fruits, the fig and the olive, and so forth. هِنَا وَالصَّافَّاتِ صَفَّةِ, as we said, الصَّافَّاتِ, those who line up in rows. So some of them said that this was the malaika, the angels, as they line up sufufan li'ibadatillah. So much in the same way that we have our lines in prayers, there is something similar that happens for the angels, fil mala' al-a'la, or fil bayt al-ma'mur. Al-bayt al-ma'mur being that house of worship that is somehow connected with Bayt Allahi fil Ard, namely Masjid al-Haram wal Kaaba, and that there's a Bayt al-Ma'mur that has a relationship with that, that 70,000 angels every day enter and exit, and not the same ones. So 70,000 new angels enter and exit in that Bayt al-Ma'mur, that house of worship, fi al-Sama' fi alam al-Malakut. So perhaps that's the Saffati Saffa, or it can refer to the believers, min bani Adam, from us, in the way that we line up in prayer, in the way that during a battle the soldiers line up, also very similar. Wasaffati Saffa. So perhaps this was kind of an ishara to Quraysh, that though the Muslims are not in a position to retaliate and to repel your udwan and your aggression upon them, they may someday be able to. Here with this ishara, wasaffati saffa, or as we know, the angels also fought with the believers during the Battle of Badr, as is revealed in Surah Ali Imran. فَالزَّاجِرَاتِ زَجَرَا. فَالزَّاجِرَاتِ زَجَرَا. وَالزَّجَر usually means to have like an admonition or a maw'idha, or to provoke. So they said this could be the angels provoking the clouds. تَزْجُرُ السَّحَاب, in other words, to rain. And there are certain angels who do that on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَئِيسُهُمْ سَيْدْنَا مِكَائِيلِ. So Mika'il or Michael, the angel of the rains, also could be referring to that. فَالزَّاجِرَاتِ زَجْرًا. Or they said it could be the ayat al-Qur'an itself, or the people who recite the ayat al-Qur'an, as mentioned in the next verse. فَالتَّالِيَاتِ ذِكْرًا. فَالزَّاجِرَاتِ زَجْرًا. Those admonitions that come via the Qur'an, or via the angels provoking the clouds, or via the believers calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and forewarning of the consequences if one fails to see the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after being called to it and after being convinced of it and it taking hold in the heart, but then nonetheless rejecting it after that. Wallahu a'lam. فَالتَّالِيَاتِ ذِكْرَى. So التاليات من التالي, التالي الذي يتلو القرآن, the one who recites, so it could be the angels reciting the Qur'an. ذِكْرًا, right? إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. So the Qur'an is dhikr. It's a remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as are other things a remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it also could be the believers. فَالتَّالِيَةِ ذِكْرًا. And also this can be an ishara to Quraysh, who heard the tilawa of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and many of them were taken aback by it and mesmerized by it, like Walid ibn Mughira. But then when he goes back to the Quraysh, another Ibn Harith, and Umayy ibn Khalaf and the rest of the chieftains, they say Saharaka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Prophet, he has done some sort of magic on you, it's not real, kada, that sort of thing. فَالتَّالِيَاتِ ذِكْرَى. إِنَّ إِلَهَكُمْ لَوَاحِدٌ. إِنَّ إِلَهَكُمْ لَوَاحِدٌ. Your Lord is one. إِنَّ إِلَهَكُمْ لَوَاحِدٌ. يعني as if it's a natija, it's the resultant perspective we should have from الصَّافَّاتِ صَفَّى, those who line up in rows, فَالزَّاجِرَاتِ زَجْرًا, right, and those that admonish you, فَالتَّالِيَاتِ ذِكْرًا, فَالتَّالِيَاتِ ذِكْرًا, those who recite the Qur'an in the way of dhikr, إِنَّ إِلَهَكُمْ لَوَاحِدٌ. مَا النَّتِيجَة؟ What is the result? إِنَّ إِلَهَكُمْ لَوَاحِدٌ. Your Lord is one. Who is this Lord that is one? رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَرَبُّ الْمَشَارِقَ. رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ, the Lord of the Samawat, of the heavens, وَالْأَرْضِ, and of the land, وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, and that which is in between them, so virtually everything. So we can consider the Samawat al-Ula, which would be beyond our atmosphere, or it could be from عالم الملكوت, the realm of the ملكوت, the unseen, and then the أرض is from the seen, from عالم الشهادة, and then everything in between, from both the unseen and the seen world. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَرَبُّ الْمَشَارِقَ. يعني رب المشارق, here they said is referring to the orbital mansions of the sun. So just like there's 360 kind of degrees of the sun as the earth rotates around the sun during the year, so that's al-mashariq. وَالْمَغَارِبِ, also in the same, we can say of the west. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, they say اقتصر على المشارق, the eastern ones, because it's implied that the western ones are included also. So يعني imagine and look at all of these signs around you that Allah is pointing out. رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the heavens and the earth, وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, and that which is in between. وَرَبُّ الْمَشَارِقِ, right? And all of the celestial orbits and planetary orbits that you can observe in the sky. And then here, a further indication, إِنَّا زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِزِينَةِ الْكَوَاكِبِ. إِنَّا, verily we have, زَيَّنَّا, here it means to adorn, من الزينة, زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا. So here, السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا, not the other سَمَوَات, not الملكوتية, not the ones we can't see, but السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا, of what we can see. So, and دُنْيَا means lowest, right? So if you think of it as hierarchical, then the lowest sama, the lowest sky, is the one that's observed. Then we can see the planets and we can see the stellar constellations and so forth. And then as-samawat al-ula is that which is beyond, not necessarily in physical proximity, but in proximity that is a metaphysical one that we cannot perceive. Inna, but this one is talking about as-sama al-dunya. Inna zayyanna as-sama al-dunya bimatha, with what? Bizinati al-kawakib, right? With the adornment of the kawakib. So sometimes kawkab, which is the singular of kawakib, translated as planet, but it literally means any celestial body. So that includes star, sun, planet, meteorite, asteroid, so forth. Zinatil kawakib. So this zina, if you look up at the night sky, and people have been gazing upon the night sky ever since people were able to gaze upon the night sky, and they also have also remarked on how sublime and beautiful it is and how adorned it is, right? And nujum. You know, when ma ajmal as-sama nujumuha, what is the beauty of the sky? It is the nujum, the celestial bodies that we can see. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did that. Inna zayyanna as-sama ad-dunya. No one else. Who else could have done such a thing? Wa hifdhan min kulli shaytanin marid. Wa hifdhan, and a protection or as a barrier, min kulli shaytanin marid, from every rebellious shaytan, every rebellious demon. And so the Mufassirun have taken this to mean that the shayateen cannot penetrate the Earth's atmosphere. They cannot go beyond the Earth's atmosphere to other planets. And when they try to do so, they are struck back down. And so also understood, yeah, it's not aqidah, but it's something that's understood, that you can take it or leave it, that when the shaytan is cast back down after he tries to penetrate the atmosphere, that he comes back in the form of a falling meteor. Right, shahab and thaqib. This is the falling meteor that comes down. وَحِفْظًا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْطَانٍ مَارِدٍ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِي قِرَاءَةٍ أَوْ لَا يُسَمَّعُونَ إِلَى الْمَلَأِ الْأَعْلَى وَيُقْذَفُونَ مِنْ كُلِّ جَانِبٍ. That's indication that they can't reach it. So they can hear, or they are not. They are made not able to hear in the other qira'ah. إِلَى الْمَلَأِ الْأَعْلَى. الْمَلَأِ الْأَعْلَى means the malakut, the angels. So the way that we understand that Allah's knowledge is passed on, even ilm al-ghayb, Allah records everything in al-Lawh al-Mahfuz. Al-Lawh al-Mahfuz is that sacred book, as it were, that we don't have access to, that we can't see, that has all of the ghayb, that has all of the things that ever were, all the things that ever will be, and that there's tanazzul of these ma'lumat, of these things from al-Lawh al-Mahfuz to the angels. And then sometimes the angels will reveal that in the form of wahi, revelation, to the prophets. And sometimes this can come also in the form of true dreams of believers, right? The Prophet ﷺ said that that the prophecy or prophethood is 46 parts. And one of those 46 parts is the true dreams that are given to some of the believers. Not every dream that you have is a true dream. Not every dream that you have is going to be somehow predicting the future, but it is possible that those akhbar, those things come down to whom Allah chooses. But it is not given to the shayateen. So they can't go up there and steal these ma'lumat. Why? لا يسمعون أو لا يسمعون إلى الملأ الأعلى ويقذفون من كل جانب. يقذفون يعني يرجمون. Like the falling meteor. They are thrown off it. They are not allowed to find it. دُحُورًا. Right, the next verse, but it applies to the verse before it. Duhuran, yani tardan wa ibadan. Duhuran, like they are rejected. Walahum azabun wasib. And they have an eternal punishment, these shayateen. Illa, but here's an istithna. Illa man khatifa al khatafa. Fa'atba'ahu shihabun thaqib. Except something that they picked up, yani, very quickly. إلا من خطف الخطفة. الخطفة means something that you pick up very quickly or subtly, not the whole story, but part of the story. And so those people have ittisal bil jinn, those people have some connection and they seem to know future events, but they practice some sort of black magic. And we say that as-sihru, magic, black magic can be practiced by some people. But if you do so, it requires an ittisal, a connection with the jinn, the shayateen, which in of itself would lead to kufr, or is kufr in of itself. So that's where they may have some angling or some understanding of these events that are yet to be. إِلَّا مَنْ خَطِفَ الْخَطَفَةَ فَأَتْبَعَهُ شِهَابٌ ثَاقِبٌ. Except the one who takes the khatafa, he gets up there, but then he's cast back down, this shihab al-thaqib, which is the meteor. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals all of this to the Quraysh, because it's addressing Quraysh, the people of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then he says to him, he says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now addressing the Prophet directly, فَاسْتَفْتِهِمْ. So ask them, أَهُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمْ مَنْ خَلَقَنَا. Are they أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا? Well, خَلْق is creation. So from their perspective it means, obviously from the divine perspective, whether Allah creates the sun, which is in terms of size and magnitude and power, so much more than an individual human being in terms of their ability to cast light on something, obviously. But it's all the same for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But from the perspective of the human being, they may say, whoa, well, that's the sun. Certainly no human being can do that. فَاسْتَفْتِهِمْ أَهُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا. Are they more of a sign of the power of creation, let's say? أَمَّنْ خَلَقَنَا. أَمَّنْ خَلَقَنَا. Oh, that which we have created, the things we just pointed out to you. Right? الصافات والزاجرات الملائكة. السماوات الأرض المشرق المغرب. All these things, who is more indicative of the power of creation? إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُمْ مِنْ طِينٍ لَازِبٍ. And here's an ishara towards humility. We have created them from طين, from clay. لازب, لازب بمعنى لازم, يعني لا ينفك عنهم. They have been created from a clay that they can never be separated from. In other words, you cannot be separated from your origin. No matter how haughty you become, or how high you think you are, or how great that you think you are, but your origin here, Allah is reminding us, إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُمْ مِنْ طِينٍ لَازِبٍ. بَلْ عَجِبْتَ وَيَسْخَرُونَ وَإِذَا ذُكِّرُوا لَا يَذْكُرُونَ وَإِذَا رَأَوْا آيَةً يَسْتَسْخِرُونَ وَقَالُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. بَلْ عَجِبْتَ, addressing the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, وَيَسْخَرُونَ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم تَعَجَّبَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ, يعني عَجِبْتَ, not surprised, but bewildered that all of these signs and all of these things, and nonetheless they reject. وَهُمْ يَسْخَرُونَ وَيَسْخَرُونَ, and yet they ridicule. وَإِذَا ذُكِّرُوا لَا يَذْكُرُونَ. وَإِذَا ذُكِّرُوا, and if they are given reason to remember, if something precipitates their remembrance of all of these signs that are being shown, لَا يَذْكَرُونَ, they don't remember. They don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا رَأَوْا آيَةً يَسْتَسْخِرُونَ, and if they see a sign, يَسْتَسْخِرُونَ. What's the difference between يَسْخَرُونَ أو يَسْتَسْخِرُونَ in the previous verse? Sometimes they say بِمَعْنَى, that they mean the same thing. And this happens in Arabic language, like the فَعَلَ وَاسْتَفْعَلَ can mean the same thing, like كَبُرَ وَاسْتَكْبَرَ, to be arrogant. Or it can mean a magnitude of ridicule beyond يَسْخَرُونَ. Or it can mean يَسْتَسْخِرُونَ طَلْبَ السُّخُرِيَّةِ, which is اِسْتَفْعَلَ بِأَبِهِ. So اِسْتَفْعَلَ means usually mean to ask for something, to seek something. Like اِسْتَغْفَرَ means to seek forgiveness. So that's the same form here. يَسْتَسْخِرُونَ, يعني they ask others, they ask people around them, to or invite them to ridicule along with them at the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالُوا, so they ridicule, and in addition to ridiculing, what do they say? So the ridicule is different than them saying this, because it has waw al-atf. وَقَالُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. Here, in بِمَعْنَ مَا, مَا النَّافِيَةِ. إِنْ هَذَا, this is nothing more than clear magic. Because that's a frame of reference. Even though it's outside completely the bounds of magic, how could the creation of the sun be magic? And then they say additionally, إِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا إِنَّا لَمَبْعُثُونَ. if we die and then we become dirt and bones, then we are resurrected. And additionally, also our forefathers. What does the Prophet ﷺ instructed to say? كُلْ نَعَمْ وَأَنْتُمْ دَاخِرُونَ فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجَرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ فَإِذَا هُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ وَقَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا هَذَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ قُلْ نَعَمْ. This is saying to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Say yes. وَأَنْتُمْ دَاخِرُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ دَاخِرُونَ أي تُبْعَثُونَ. Yes, you and them, and you will be resurrected. فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. So this lends credence to when we said about فَالزَّاجِرَاتِ زَجْرَةٌ زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. Same thing. This is the blowing of the trumpet done by the angels. And this is when the blowing of the trumpet, and then the نَفْخَ الْأُولَى. And this is the Qiyam. This is when people will be resurrected from their graves, the first of whom will be the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ and all of those other people in Al-Baqiyah and in Medina with him. فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ فَإِذَا هُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ. Here, يَنْظُرُونَ either meaning that they wait then for the gathering, for the reckoning, or يَنْظُرُونَ, they look. Both meanings are possible. وَقَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا هَذَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. Then they say, يَا وَيْلَنَا. Like, oh my God, wait a minute. This thing that we were promised and that we didn't believe in and we thought would never happen, and then they find themselves resurrected. يَا وَيْلَنَا. Woe to us. هَذَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. This is the day of the deen. هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. Right? And then this is either Prophet saying to them or Allah saying to them, هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ. Right? This is the day of discernment, of distinction, of separation, of the good on one side and evil on one side. الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. The day that you disbelieved in, here it is in the now. So this muhaka, right, this retelling, or not retelling, but telling before it actually happens often in the Qur'an. And they say, الْآتِي مُسْتَقْبِلًا كَالْمَوْجُودِ مُحَقَّقًا. That which is yet to come, but it is certain to come, it's as if it's here right now. So that's kind of the idea of dhikrul maut or dhikrul akhirah for the believer, that the believer should be in a remembrance of the afterlife, in a remembrance of one's own demise, because it's a certainty, and something that's a certainty as if it's already here. Wallahu a'lam. So I want to skip ahead a little bit in Surah As-Saf, Saffati, to ayah number 72, and this begins after some description of the hellfire and shajarat takhruju fi asl al-jahim, which is shajarat al-zakkum, a type of tree that grows in the middle of hellfire, and the excuses that the disbelievers had. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا فِيهِمْ مُنذِرِينَ فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ الْمُنذَرِينَ إِلَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. And we surely have sent to them munzirin, al-munzir, the one who warns. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ الْمُنْذَرِينَ. The fatha and the dhal, the ones who have been warned. So look to what was the eventual outcome of those who have been warned. Yani, all the things that were described from the chastisement and the punishment and the difficulties of the Akhirah. إِلَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Except for the worshippers of Allah, al-mukhlasin, the sincere ones. وَلَقَدْ نَادَانَا نُوحٌ فَلِنِعْمَ الْمُجِيبُونَ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ وَجَعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُ هُمُ الْبَاقِينَ وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ سلام على نوح في العالمين. So here سيدنا نوح, Noah عليه السلام. ولقد نادانا نوح, and we called upon نوح, in other words we called upon him to be a prophet and messenger. فلنعم المجيبين, and he was the best of those who answered that call. Right, هو من أولي العزم الرسل, he is one of the five of the prophets of resolve. ونجيناه وأهله, and we saved him and his family. مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ, right? The great calamity. What was the great calamity? At-tufan, the great flood. وَجَعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُ هُمُ الْبَاقِينَ. And we made his progeny the ones who were left. So the understanding is everyone on the face of the earth, and there weren't that many of them at the time anyway, were wiped out except for those who wrote on the ark. And then Nuh alayhi salam had three of his sons. And from those three sons comes all of humanity. Sam, Waham, Wayafith. Sam, Waham, Wayafith. So Sam, or Sam and Ham and Yafith were the three sons that remained with Nuh. We had the one son who didn't get on, who said, Sa'awi ila jabalin ya'asimuni min al-ma. I will retreat to a mountain that will protect me from the drowning, which it did not. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ, يعني we left behind his remembrance. تَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ, those who came later. Here we are thousands and thousands of years later, and we say Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. So his athar, right? مَا تَرَكَهُ, what he left remains. And we are all the sons and daughters of Nuh alayhi salam, just like we're the sons and daughters of Adam alayhi salam, and then the ones that remained, we are the sons and daughters also of Nuh, from his sons. Salamun ala Nuhin fil alameen. Peace on Nuh, sent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fil alameen, in all of the worlds or the universe. Inna kadhalika najzi al muhsinin. Innahu min ibadina al mu'minin. Thumma aghraqna al akharin. Inna kadhalika najzi al muhsinin. This is how we reward the muhsinins, those who practice ihsan, moral excellence. إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. He is from our believing servants. ثُمَّ أَغْرَقَنَا الْآخَرِينَ. And then everyone else was made to drown. وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِيعَتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمَ إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِيعَتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمَ. So from the party of شِيعَتِهِ, من? Sayyidina Nuh is the obvious answer, because he was just being spoken about, or it could refer to the party of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So every prophet, even though they came before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they knew of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they told their people that there will be a prophet coming after me. His name is Ahmed, or his name is Muhammad, but they all knew they're talking about our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam visited these prophets, including Ibrahim, in the Laylat al-Ma'raj, the night of the Ascension, they recognized him and knew who he was, and they would say, Awa Ub'ath, Awa Lam Yursal, was he sent already? Did he already become the prophet? Has this end of time come? Because they know he's the last prophet. So they all had knowledge of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they all told their people of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it was all revealed in the Torah, in the Injil, in all the sacred books, the Psalms of David and so forth. وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمِ إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. He came to his Lord بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Why this heart that's safe and that's free of any impurities? Because many of the people who came after Abraham alayhi salam, said that they are on his deen, that they are on his path, and that his path was a path of idolatry. Hasha, إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. He didn't have any of that. جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. How so? إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَاذَا تَعْبُدُونَ. He said, here it says, لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ. So literally to his father and his people, مَاذَا تَعْبُدُونَ? What are you worshipping? So the theologians, the Asha'ira specifically, وَمِنْ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ, they say that all of the sulala, all of the predecessors of the Prophet ﷺ from his lineage, none of them were mushrik, none of them committed shirk. So here, it's common in language to call the uncle Ab, or Abi, or father. And so this is their interpretation, that here this is not referring to the direct father, Ibrahim alayhi salam, but referring to his uncle, who was the father of his brother. And there's some indication of this in other verses of the Quran. إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ أَزَرَ أَتَتَّخِذُ أَصْنَامٍ أَهْلِهَا. He said to his father, أَزَرَ. Why would he have to mention the name of the father, if we know who his father is, except to distinguish him from, that's not his real father, but that's his uncle. إِذْ قَالِ لِأَبِيهِ آزَرَ. Right, and also in Surah Al-Baqarah and other surahs, آبَاؤُكُمْ, and it's concluded, Ismail, though Ishaq and Yaqub are not his direct line, but they're from his uncles. So even though they're called Aba, Wallahu A'lam. So that's the opinion of Ahlul Sunnah, the Ash'aris in particular. And it's a good opinion to have, that none of the forefathers of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam committed shirk. So he said, إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَاذَا تَعْبُدُونَ What is it that you worship? أَفْكَنْ آلِهَةً دُونَ اللَّهِ تُرِيدُونَ فَمَا ظَنُّكُمْ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ فَنَظَرَ نَظْرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ فَتَوَلَّوْا عَنْهُ مُدْبِرِينَ فَرَاغَ إِلَى آلِهَتِهِمْ فَقَالَ أَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَنْطِقُونَ فراغ عليهم ضربا باليمين فأقبلوا إليه يزفون قال أتعبدون ما تنحتون والله خلقكم وما تعملون So Ibrahim was a young boy when this happened, maybe not more than 10, 12, 13 years old. And then he sees that they're worshipping these idols. أفكا آلهة يعني الإفك is a lie. How can you take these things that are false idols? دون الله Other than Allah, تريدون that you seek. فَمَا ظَنُّكُمْ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ He said, what do you think about رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ? These are not the people you should worship. You worship Allah. فَنَظَرَ نَظْرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ So then he looked to the sky, or to the stars in the sky. فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ He said, I am sick. There's a backstory to this, and that like many traditional peoples, the people of Ibrahim عليه السلام, they had these days of zina. Right, just like Pharaoh told to Musa, when he assembled all of the sorcerers, it was the day of Zina, Sham al Nasim, right? The first day of spring when they celebrate the flooding of the Nile. So they had a similar day, a day of Zina, a ritual day where everyone comes together. And here in this ritual day, they go and sacrifice for their idols. So Ibrahim did not want to attend that. فَنَظْرَ نَظْرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ So he looked to the sky. So there's various interpretations about that, what that means. Either, for example, they were believed in astrology and they believed that the stars can give some information about what's going to happen in the future. So he was not really sick, because in the hadith of Bukhari, it said that the Prophet ﷺ said, Ibrahim told a lie when he said, Inni saqim, that I am sick. So he was not physically sick, but he was saying, Ala ma sayakun, the stars are saying, according to what you believe, that I will be sick. But the better opinion is that he meant saqim, and that saqim min kufrikum, that he is in this state of sickness of heart from your kufr, from your disbelief, and you're taking these idols as gods other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like when Allah said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la'allaka ba'khi'un nafsaka ala atharihim, ba'khi'un nafsaka, which means you're almost literally sick because they take other than Allah as a god. فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ So he said that to them, and the reason was he did not want to attend where they went to their partying, and they would come back to the idols, and he was left alone with the idols. فَتَوَلَّوْا عَنْهُ مُدِبِرِينَ So he turned away from them, he walked away. فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ آلِهَتِهِمْ Then he went to their idols. فَقَالَ أَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ Do you not eat? In other words, so he's saying, if you're gods, then you don't have any powers. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَنْتِقُونَ Why is it that you do not speak? فَرَاغَ عَلَيْهِمْ ضَرْبًا بِالْيَمِينَ Right? Then he struck them. He broke them. But he left the larger one. So there are different sizes. He broke all of them except the larger one. فَأَقْبَلُوا إِلَيْهِ يَزِفُّونَ Right? And they hurried to him quickly. قَالَ أَتَعْبُدُونَ مَا تَنْحِتُونَ He said to them, Do you worship that which you carve? مَا تَنْحِتُونَ You carve these out of stone. You worship that. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ And Allah has created you and you and that which you do. Or in here, in other words, that which you do, وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ هَذِي الْأَصْنَامِ And that which you made from these rocks, from the stone, Allah created the stones. So how is it that you can worship that? قَالُوا ابْنُوا لَهُ بُنْيَانًا فَأَلْقُوهُ فِي الْجَحِيمِ فَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَسْفَلِينَ فَأَرَادُوا بِهِ قَالُوا ابْنُوا لَهُ بُنْيَانًا So they said, build for him. What they actually did was this massive, massive fire. fire pit that they dug deep, and they let the fire run continuously for a month, according to some of the riwayat. And they said it was so hot that when birds would fly out over it, they would be burned to a crisp immediately because it was so hot. قَالُوا ابْنُوا لَهُمْ بُنْيَانًا فَأَلْقُوهُ فِي الْجَحِيمِ. Right, and so they had like a catapult type of device, المنجنيق, and they, because they couldn't get close to it because it was so hot, they had to throw them into it. They couldn't just toss them over the side, they too would get burned. So there had to be some distance. They put them in the manjaniq, they put them in the catapult. فَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَسْفَلِينَ. And they had this plan of theirs, and they throw him in, but we know that Allah said to the fire, كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمِ. فَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَسْفَلِينَ. They had this plan, but they were the ones who were low that day. And also some of the riwayat that Jibreel alayhi salam comes to Ibrahim as the young boy, as he's flying through the air, and he's about to land in the fire pit. And he says, أَلَكَ حَاجَةً. Is there anything that you need? And Ibrahim alayhi salam replies back to Jibreel, أَمَّا مِنْكَ فَلَا. From you, I don't have any I need. I have my need from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it said that when he landed in the fire, that he was sitting there and he was just being merry as a young boy would be, and it did not affect him because it was bard, it was cool and peaceful to Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَقَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ رَبِّي هَبْ لِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنِيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ افْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقَتَ الرُّؤْيَا إِنَّ كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينُ وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ سَلَامٌ عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ وَإِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So I just wanted to just read this part quickly. And this is the story of the sacrifice that Ibrahim was supposed to make, or that he did make. So after all this happens and he becomes a man, he becomes a prophet. قَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. So he either said this immediately after he left the fire, he got out, إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ, or sometime later, I am going to my Lord, he will guide me. رَبِّي هَبْ لِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. رَبِّي هَبْ لِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. So he made a supplication, give me from the صَالِحِينَ, يعني a son. فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. Right, and so we give him the bishara, we give him the good news of غُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. Of a غُلَام who is حَلِيم, who is clement. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ. So when this son, and this is the ذَبِيح, and we'll talk in a minute about whether it was Ismail or Ishaq. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ. So when he was old enough to help his father in shepherding and doing things and running of the house and so forth. قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ. He said, my son, I see in my dreams that I slaughter you. And prophetic dreams are true dreams, and it's wahi. So what a prophet sees in his dreams means it's an instruction. It's a wahi, it's a revelation. So he said to his son, يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Interesting. He says to his son, فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. So what do you think? He knows this is wahi, and he knows هذا أمر حاتم. He has to do it, muhattam. But nonetheless, he still makes ishara to his son and says, فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى حَتَّى لَا يَأْخُذُهُ عَلَى غَفْلَةٍ. Right, so he does not do it what's called ala ghafla, or in a way to trick him in order to do it. But he wanted him fully aware of what was happening. What did his son say back to him? قَالَ يَا أَبَتِي إِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. Do as you've been commanded. سَتَجِدُونِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. You will find me insha'Allah. He didn't say سَتَجِدُونِي مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. No, this is a great matter. سَتَجِدُونِي, you will find me insha'Allah مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا right? And when they capitulated or they acquiesced to the command of Allah, وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينِ, and he placed them on the side in much way that you slaughter a lamb. وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمِ, and then Ibrahim was called by Allah. قَدْ صَدَّقَتَ الرُّؤْيَا, the dream that you saw has come true. Because it said that he took the knife and he actually tried to slaughter Ibrahim. Either the knife didn't cut, he was not able to, or immediately or instantly the lamb appeared instead of the son of Ibrahim when he was about to slaughter. Wallahu a'lam. But either way, he didn't slaughter his son. قَدْ صَدَّقَتَ الرُّؤْيَا, the dream has come true. This is what you're supposed to slaughter, the lamb, the sacrificial lamb. And this is how we get our Hajj rites. So during Hajj, this is when we slaughter a lamb. This is an Abrahamic tradition, back to the tradition of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Inna kadhalika najzi al-muhsinin. Right? This is how we reward the muhsinin, same as was said to Sayyidina Nuh. Inna hadha lahu al-bala'u al-mubin. This was a great tribulation. Wa fadaynahu bidhibhin azim. Right? And instead it sacrificed and was mitigated or saved bidhibhin azim, with this great sacrifice. Wa tarakna alayhi fil akhirin. Same as Sayyidina Nuh. His remembrance still to this day. Salamun ala Ibrahim. Peace upon Ibrahim. كَذَلِكَ نَجِزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. He is from our righteous servant believers. Now the question the ulama have was the dhabih was Sidna Ismail or Sidna Ishaq. There are some of the Sahaba who believe that it was Ismail, including Ibn Abbas. And some of the Sahaba believed it was Ishaq, including Sidna Ali. Each one has their reference. One of the references is that those who believe it was Sayyidina Ismail, the verse that comes right after, وَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِإِسْحَاقَ نَبِيًّا مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. So that would give credibility to the idea that it was Sayyidina Ismail, because earlier in the verses that came before this, فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. So the inference is those are not the same two people. So Ismail was a dhabih, and Ishaq came after, who's also a prophet of God. And the Prophet ﷺ also said, أَنَا إِبْنُ ذَبَيْحَيْنِ. He said, I am the son of the two that were supposed to be slaughtered. So his father was supposed to be slaughtered because his grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, had made an oath that if he was given 10 sons, that he would slaughter one of them, and he drew the arrows, and every time it came on the father of the Prophet ﷺ, Abdullah. But in the end, he did not slaughter him, as he took the advice that to slaughter 100 camels instead. And for us as believers, as Muslims, whether it's Sayyidina Ismail or Sayyidina Ishaq is of no kind of great difference of opinion. They're both prophets of Allah. Just because Ismail is, we consider to be the Arab prophet and Ishaq is to be the Hebrew prophet, they both have the same father and they both have that same origin. Ismail alayhi salam goes on to marry from Bani Jurhum, the Arab tribes in the peninsula. From there, the Prophet ﷺ, his sulala, his lineage comes from that. Wallahu a'lam. So either way, they're both prophets of God, and we accept them both, and whether it was Sayyidina Ismail or Ishaq. Or the third madhab in this is what's called the tawakkuf, which means to not have a particular opinion, to say it was either one of them, I don't know which one. But it was one of the sons of Ibrahim who was a dhabih. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam. Barakallahu feekum wa asara uqadukum, jazakum Allah khair. ونورا قلوبكم معاني الإيمان والإسلام والإحسان وبشركم بالخير وباللطائف وبالفرج في هذه الأيام المباركة والليالي المباركة إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.